Homeward Bound, September 18. Homes Where Angels Will Linger. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Hebrews 13, verse 2. We can have the salvation of God in our families, but we must believe for it, live for it, and have a continual abiding faith and trust in God. The restraint which God's Word imposes upon us is for our own interest. It increases the happiness of our families and of all around us. It refines our taste, sanctifies our judgment, and brings peace of mind, and in the end, everlasting life. Ministering angels will linger in our dwellings, and with joy, carry heavenward the tidings of our advance in the divine life, and the recording angel will make a cheerful, happy record. The Spirit of Christ will be an abiding influence in the home life. If men and women will open their hearts to the heavenly influence of truth and love, these principles will flow forth again like streams in the desert, refreshing all and causing freshness to appear where now is barrenness and dearth. The neglect of home religion, the neglect to train your children, is most displeasing to God. If one of your children were in the river, battling with the waves and in imminent danger of drowning, what a stir there would be! What efforts would be made! What prayers offered! What enthusiasm manifested to save the human life! But here are your children out of Christ, their souls unsaved. Perhaps they are even rude and uncourteous, a reproach to the Adventist name. They are perishing without hope and without God in the world, and you are careless and unconcerned. Fathers and mothers, each morning and evening gather your children around you, and in humble supplication, lift the heart to God for help. Your dear ones are exposed to temptation. Daily annoyances beset the path of young and old. Those who would live patient, loving, cheerful lives must pray. Only by receiving constant help from God can we gain the victory over self. By sincere, earnest prayer, parents should make a hedge about their children. They should pray with full faith that God will abide with them and that holy angels will guard them and their children from Satan's cruel power. Counsels for the Church, pages 151 and 152.